And I'm going to read down several verses here in this chapter to talk about faithful fathers. Faithful fathers today. Deuteronomy chapter 6. We'll read starting with verse number 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you that you might do them in the land whither you shall go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. We're going to talk about faithful fathers for a few minutes here this morning. For all of you dads who have not received a card or a gift or anything from your family yet, things are looking up in America. Things are getting better for fathers. Historically, mothers get a whole lot more attention than dads get. But things are getting better. Thank God for that. They're looking up. Fathers are getting more attention every year. Last year, in 2023, $25 billion was spent on Father's Day gifts. Now, we're still about a third behind mothers, because it was about $36 billion that was spent on mothers last year. But each year it gets better. We're making progress, dads. Thank the Lord for that. Interesting organization called Prison Fellowship. They provide support for those that are in prison and even the families of those that are in prison. One of the things that they do is they provide cards, Mother's Day and Father's Day cards, to prison inmates for free. All they have to do is request them, and then they can be sent to their mother or their father. And just recently, in a California prison, there were 1,000 cards requested for mom, and 6 were requested for dad. Kind of shows you the shape we're in as far as fathers are concerned. But thank the Lord for dads, and I just encourage everybody today to make an effort to express your love and appreciation to your dad. And I remember very vividly the last Father's Day that I had with my dad. I made a trip to Oklahoma. This was 23 Father's Days ago, 23 years ago, and my dad was sick with cancer, and we knew that his days were not many left, so we made the extra effort. Myself and my two brothers were there on Father's Day with him, and As most of you know, my dad didn't serve the Lord until the last weeks of his life. And so we were there with him on Father's Day. Actually, my dad's birthday is on the 15th of June. Yesterday was my dad's 89th birthday. And so we were there with him. It was actually Father's Day that year fell on his birthday. So it was his birthday and it was Father's Day. My brothers and I, we went together and bought him a really nice Bible. And we had his name engraved on the front of it. We were really putting the pressure on him to turn to the Lord, to serve the Lord. And he was very quiet about it, and my dad was a quiet person, didn't have a lot of words to say, but we gave him the Bible. 6 weeks later, he passed away. But in between that time that we gave him the Bible and he passed away, in those 6 weeks, the Lord was doing a work on him. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Pastor Gary Norris was going by to see him every week. And he would visit with him for a little while, and before he'd leave, he'd say, "John, I'm going to pray. Would you like to pray with me?" And every week, my dad would just kind of shake his head. "No, I don't guess so." Brother Norris would pray for my dad and then leave. 2 weeks before my dad passed away, Brother Norris visited again, and that day he said to my dad, "John, I'm going to pray. Would you like to pray with me?" And my dad said, "Yes." And he prayed. 2 weeks before he passed away, he gave his heart to the Lord. And it was real. He had a testimony of that experience. And even though he was very, very weak and very sick, and I had just been out there, I made a number of trips out there that year because he was so bad. And when my mom called me and said, "You're not going to believe what's happened, but your dad has prayed, and it's real. It's real." And I said, "Okay, I'm going to have to get on a plane. I'm going back out there. I got to see this for myself." And then I flew back out there that week to witness a dad born again. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for the mercies of the Lord. Today, I know that there's an epidemic of fatherlessness in America, and it's a crisis across this country. I'm not going to talk about all the statistics and all the sad things related to absentee fathers, but instead I want to talk about faithful fathers and about how we can follow the Word of God and how we can be a faithful father and serve the Lord honorably and be the man of God that God would call us to be. And we can find I've picked out three things in this text from Deuteronomy chapter 6, just to challenge you, dads, be a faithful father, and some instruction from the Word of the Lord as to how that we can be faithful fathers. Amen. Now, verse 4 and 5 is a very prominent passage of Scripture, especially to the Orthodox Jews. They read this passage all the time. Some of the more devout Orthodox Jews, they quote these two verses twice a day, every day of their life. They quote these two verses. That's verse 4 and 5. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." When a lawyer approached Jesus about what is the most and the greatest of all of the laws in the Scripture, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul." That was the message that Jesus gave to that lawyer that day. And it is the greatest commandment, to love God. And so to be a faithful father, I know this is very basic, but it starts with loving God. It starts with loving the Lord with all of your heart. And if you love the Lord, then there is going to be an expression of that. You know, I hear young people these days, it's a very common thing. Now, me growing up, it was not a common thing to say when you're walking away from someone or leaving someone, say, love you, love you. Everybody says, I love you now. And my kids say it, and different ones say it. Young people, it's just kind of a thing. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's not good if you're always saying, I love you, and you don't mean it. If it's not from your heart. It's an important thing, and I'm saying that it's a good thing to express it, but it's an even more important thing to live it out and to demonstrate it, demonstrate that you love the Lord. So if we love God, there's going to be evidences of that in our life. And it's a commandment. Love God, to love the Lord. And if you want to be a faithful father, it starts with allowing your heart to follow after God. Your heart and the affections and the desires of your life to be after the things of God. If you love me, keep my commandments. That was the words of the Lord Jesus. That's the real test of your love for God, is that you are willing to walk in obedience to the commandments of the Lord. If you love him, you will follow him. If you love him, you will obey his word. This is the greatest of commandments, and it's really foundational. If you're going to be a faithful dad, make sure that you make your relationship with God, your heavenly Father, the priority of your life. It will change everything about the direction of your life. To be a good, faithful father, you're going to have a connection with your heavenly Father. Amen. And live it out every day of your life. Amen. And then to love your heavenly Father, it will provide direction for your family, your children. They'll see that that's your heart. That's the thing that is most important to you, is following the Lord, serving the Lord, loving the Lord. It'll be lived out in your life. So foundational to serving the Lord and being a faithful father is just loving God. And when it says all your mind, soul, spirit, everything, it's all, it's every area of your life. It is completely, your mind, your emotions, your will. It's every part of your life is consumed with a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is your priority. Amen. And there's no better way to demonstrate that you love God than to walk in obedience to the word of the Lord. Amen. Now, we love to dedicate babies around here, and we do it pretty often, and it's a wonderful thing, but we know that really, when you dedicate a baby, we are really dedicating a family. We're dedicating a mother and a father and a family to the Lord, and they are committing themselves to walk in the ways of the Lord. Abraham Lincoln said, for a man to train up a child in the way he should go, he must walk that way himself. It's the truth, isn't it? Amen. It starts with loving God. And if you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ today, you can know him. You can be saved. You can come into fellowship with our Heavenly Father. And it starts with loving God. Amen. Number two, if you want to be a faithful father, make the word of God a priority in your life. Make God's word a priority in your life. Verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Amen. A Bible reader, yes, but learn it. Read it. Meditate on it. Study it. And spend time in the word of the Lord. Be directed by it. Let the Word of God be the direction of your life. Be the wisdom in your life. Spend time on a regular basis and make the Word of God a priority in your life. Psalm 119, several of the verses, actually the entire Psalm, it's the longest chapter in the Bible, but it just repeats over and over again the priority of the Word of the Lord and the law of the Lord, and how important it is for dads to be in the Word of God. I'll just call your attention to just a few of the verses in Psalm 119. Verse number 9, it says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word." A young man, well, maybe even some middle-aged men and older men could also benefit from the cleansing effect of the word of the Lord by filling up your heart and your mind, your thoughts with the word of the Lord. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed unto the word of the Lord." Psalm 119, verse 11. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." The word of the Lord provides a defense in your life, a protection in your life from the invasion of all kinds of sinful things that would want to take effect upon your life. The word of the Lord hid in your heart protects you and preserves you from the effects of sin. Psalm 119 in verse 50. "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." All throughout our lives, we're going to have times when we need protection and we need the comfort of the word of the Lord. There is comfort in the scripture, and there is help in the word of the Lord, and we take comfort in knowing God's word. Psalm 119, verse 67. "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word." Something about the word of God that provides a redirection of your life. When you get off track, when you disobey the voice of the Lord, you're distracted from the right way, God's word brings you back on track to walk in obedience to the ways of the Lord. Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." In a world where there's all kinds of ideas and philosophies flying around that people believe this or they believe that, we know that we can find a rock solid foundation in the word of the Lord. "Forever your word is settled in heaven." Amen. This is the eternal word of God. And one day we'll stand before God and we'll be judged according to the word of the Lord. Not the opinions of men, not man's ideas, but according to the word of the Lord. Psalm 119, verse 105. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." That lets us know that God's word will provide wisdom and instruction and direction for your life. When you don't know what to do, dads, you want to be a faithful father. There's going to be a lot of times throughout your life that you're going to be faced with decisions and want to know, "Lord, should I do this or that? Should I follow this direction?" Thy word is a lamp into our feet that provides instruction for us in the way that we should go. Psalm 119, verse 133. "Order my steps in thy word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me." Amen. I can't tell you the number of times over the years that I've prayed that prayer. "Lord, order my steps according to your word. Order my steps according to your word. Show me, Lord, what you want, your direction, your will, your plan. Lord, reveal that to me." And I know you will as I immerse myself into the truths of the word of the Lord. Amen. If you want to be a faithful father, love God. Secondly, love the word of God. Love the word of God. It'll change your life if you spend time in the word of the Lord. Elizabeth Elliot, a famous missionary, she said this, "The word of God I think of is a straight edge which shows up our own crookedness. We can't tell how crooked our thinking is until we line it up with the straight edge of Scripture. Isn't it true? It's true. You find yourself going astray, getting off track, going in a way that isn't pleasing to the Lord, but time in the Word of the Lord aligns you with the straight edge of the truth of God's Word. Amen. So love God, fathers. You want to be a faithful dad? Love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, spirit. And then love the Word of God and spend time with God and with His Word. Number three, make a spiritual investment in your kids, in your children, in your family. Verse 7, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Now this seems like almost overkill, doesn't it? Because the commandment was, love God, love the Word of God. And the way you express your love is in your love for your family, your children, is to invest in their spiritual lives. And you don't think of it. Now, my kids are all grown up. And so now I'm reflecting back on the years that my children were in our home. And I realize now that everything makes a difference. Everything you do, every decision you make, everything about your family, what you allow in your home and your family, the influences that you allow your children to come in contact with, everything matters. Because when they grow up, they become the sum total of all the influences of their life. And so you as a father and as a mother, as parents, we're directing all those influences. And that's why that in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it gives us the clear instruction. Teach them diligently. Put these things in their life. Make sure that you invest in the spiritual areas of their lives. We often think of the things that our children need, and we want to make sure they have the newest this and the best of these things. And that, you know, I think fathers and mothers, they want to do the best they can for their children, and that's an honorable and a good thing. But nothing is more important than the spiritual life of your family, your children, and investing in their lives. Amen. I remember back when Zach was just a little boy, little bitty guy. As most of you know that have been around here any time, Zach was extremely energetic and full of energy. And but he would go all day long, full steam. I mean, high energy. But then when it's time to go to bed, it didn't take long for him to go to sleep. As a matter of fact, he would just collapse and die. He had run out. He was completely exhausted. But it was my practice to go in. He at first was resistant, you know, like a lot of little kids are. Oh, I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. And I would go in and I would put him in the bed. And then I would kneel down beside his bed and I would pray over him. Over the top of his bed on the wall was a painting by Ron Dasani. And I don't exactly know where we got it. Daryl, can you put it up? This is the painting that hung over his bed all the years he was growing up. It's a picture of a father kneeling beside his child, praying over his little child. And you can't see it in this picture very clearly, but out the window, there's dark clouds, and there's dark looming, like angelic figures, like demonic type figures that you can see in the background out the window. And the father, the praying father, is praying over his child, to hold back the forces of darkness and wickedness. So I would pray over Zach, and Zach many times would turn to me and say, or he would turn to that picture and he'd say, Dad, that's me there, isn't it? And he'd say, that's you in that picture, isn't it, praying over me. And I said, well, I guess it is, Zach. I guess it is. I'm praying over you. Now, if I would have realized then the real forces of darkness that I was praying against, I'm telling you, I would have prayed a lot more fierce and a lot more fervent when I would pray those prayers over him if I would have recognized and realized the powerful effect that prayer can have over a child's life. Fathers, invest in the spiritual lives of your children. I understand that they need a lot of things physically, materially, but they don't need none of those things as much as they need you to take time with them to invest in their lives spiritually. And what the scripture here says that they, the commandment of God was, teach them, to teach them diligently, to talk of them when you sit in the house. It's the topic of conversation in your household would be spiritual things. You would talk about spiritual things. And when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up, all these times are times and opportunities for you to invest in them spiritually, to make an impact on their life. You can bind them for a sign upon their head. They actually, those Jews would put these phylacteries, which were little boxes filled with the law of God, and they would put them upon their forehead, especially when they would go into temple worship. They would be strapped to their forehead, which was a reminder to them that the law of the Lord could affect their mind, their thinking. And it was also strapped, the law of the Lord was strapped to their arms to remind them that the law of the Lord could affect their actions, their activities, what they did in their life. All these things are important. You understand, fathers, you can have that kind of an influence to help your household to be a place of spiritual influence, spiritual impact. What would be different in the United States of America right now if fathers across this nation recognized that they could have an impact upon their children and upon their grandchildren and their families if they recognized by my actions and by investing in them in their spiritual life, I can make a difference. I can make a difference in their life. Amen. You know, honestly, they don't need Hollywood stars, you know, on their walls. They don't need pop stars on their walls. They don't need sports figures on their walls. Why not put some things on their walls that would remind them of the fact that they have a spiritual value, that they're important to the things of God. And remind them of the importance of prayer. Remind them of the importance of the Word of God. And invest in their spiritual life. Oh, how much more important. People are spending money. I read this the other day, and I don't know much about this singer, Taylor Swift, except that she's like the thing right now. And that if you're going to take your child to a Taylor Swift concert, which I do not recommend, but if you are, it's going to cost you between, depending on where you go, what city you go, it's going to cost you, the minimum it's going to cost you is $1,300. That's the cheapest tickets that have been sold in recent years. And between $1,300 and $2,200 to go to a pop concert. What are we talking about? The investment that you could make in the life of your child that will make an eternal difference by doing something for them and investing in their life. Let me tell you, you send them to a good spirit-filled youth camp. You bring them to the house of the Lord, to Sunday school classes and Wednesday night youth clubs and kids clubs, and you do what you can to invest in their spiritual life. Oh, how invaluable it is, how important it is, and what a difference it would make, fathers, if we would invest in the lives of our children. Spiritual investment. Amen. So those are the three things that I found in Deuteronomy chapter 6. If you want to be a faithful father, love God, love the Word of God, and love your family by investing in their spiritual life. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of knowing you. And what a privilege it is, Lord, to be a father and an influencer over our children and over our families. And let us pray today, Lord, for every dad in this place today, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, Lord, and help us to be the men of God that you have called us to be. We pray, Lord, your blessing upon everybody in this service today, and that our hearts would be stirred to see what is really valuable, what is really important, and Lord, to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, spirit. Lord, I just pray that we would obey that commandment, follow to love the Lord our God, and to love the Word of God, Lord, and to hide it in our hearts, Lord, and to learn it and meditate on it every day. And Lord, to love our families, and that love would be expressed through our desire to influence them, Lord, with spiritual things. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Could we stand together, everybody? Amen.